Anyway, I'm not on drugs. I'm sort of, I don't know what it is today. I got a little zip. That's the way I am, though. But I can be the other way. You know what I mean? I can get down. And I can get way down. I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to ask God questions when I get there one day. Why'd you make me like you made me? Sort of crazy. But I don't mind. I don't mind. All right? He's going to use me. And he has been using me. Let's go to God's Word today. All right? You ready or not? Y'all ready or not? All right. I need you to try to, act like you're ready, okay? Here we go. Let's go to God's Word today. Last week was the thorn. We're in a series called Amazing Grace. But last week's message, and I asked Roger to put it up again, the thorn. There's that graphic. He took the thorn for us. But we're going to have our thorn. How many, when that message was given last week and through the message, maybe even after the message, you thought about it? And how many would say, I know what my thorn or a couple of thorns are in my life. I know what they are. I know what they are. I know what they are. And they've hurt me. But God's grace has helped me. How many would say that God's grace has been sufficient for me no matter what that mess? He's helped me in my life. So, I've got another message. That thorn, the thing that was meant to kill you. Put it back up, Raj, one last time. But it's the thing that pinned me to his heart. It wasn't a little pin. No. Pinned me to the heart of God. Another message, but we'll check some scriptures out from last week. Paul, it was the Apostle Paul. He said, this thorn was given to me lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. Because he had had these revelations of heaven and he saw things. And there was given to me, he says, to keep me humble. There was given to me, sent with me a what? A thorn in the flesh. It was the messenger of Satan to buffet me. And that's some weird scripture stuff like that. That God can use Satan and his coming against us, he can use that for our good. That'll sort of mess your mind up. Because God is holy, holy, holy. Well, why does he let this stuff happen? Well, you live on planet Earth. It's where you live. Okay? A lot of us live like with a little halo on our head or something. That's not where you live. Whether you know it or not. You okay, sweetie? Is it all good? Okay. Is everything good? Because I got to preach. Thank you. Whether you know it or not, and I think you do, this is the domain of the devil. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we're screwed up. Y'all hear me or not? Say. Can you imagine other places, some of the evil and some of the crazy things that go on in our world? This is the domain of the devil. This isn't heaven down here. This is our chance down here to make sure we know Christ as our Savior. We're to go into all the world and preach the gospel and love on people. But the bottom line, God can use the attacks that Satan brings against us. God can use those things in our life. And that's because he's God. And it's amazing how bad things should have killed me or killed you. And it didn't at all. Yes or no? And it's made us more loving, more compassionate, maybe. Maybe it's made us stronger. I don't know what, but God is amazing. And he did that in Paul's life. And Paul said, I didn't want it, though. I besought the Lord 3 times that it would get away from me. It would stop, this thorn. Say it with me. And God said unto me, say it out loud, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your what? In your weakness. So Paul said, well, okay. Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ might rest on me. That was the message last week. The thorn. Amen? The thorn. Now, this week, it's similar. It's similar. It's called the sift. Can you say that out loud? The? Now, I need more out of you. I'm sorry. It's called the what? The? The sift. The sift. Now, I wasn't a farmer. I don't know stuff about farming. I could read about it, but I ain't gonna. So I'm going to tell you what I know about sifting. My mama had one. How many of your mama or grandma had a sifter in the kitchen? How many still got one in the kitchen? How many used it the last month? You did. Hang on. How many used it the last month? Okay. So over here, Miss Joan King, when you sift, does yours have a handle that you turn? Is yours silver? Yours is, it's rusty. It's okay. So it's this round thing, has a handle you hold on this side, and it's got a little crank on this side. And it has some screen at the bottom. And then when you turn this handle, this thing goes this way, this way, this way, and it sifts the what? The flour. The flour. So it sifts the flour. Well, flour's already sifted, it seems like, when you get it, because it's pretty powdery and stuff. Why do you sift that flour, Miss King? Why? Get some air in it? Does it, it makes it lighter or what? Okay. Is that a good thing in baking or not? See, I don't know nothing about it. But all I know is if I was the flour inside that, I'd be like, ow! What you doing to me? Ow! Because as you turn that crank on that sifter, it hurts that flour. That's the message today. You and I, we get sifted down here on this earth. How many know what I'm talking about? We say this, I've been put through the ringer. You know? Let's talk about that. The title of my message today is The Sift. Now, Satan wants to sift you. The devil wants to sift you and me. He hates us as followers of Christ. He is not your fan. Got it? He wants everybody to go to hell. Everybody. And without Jesus, everybody will. But we ain't. Can you say I ain't? Good grammar. I love it. I tell people, they tell me to go to hell. I go, hell no. I can't go. Amen? Say. Because of Jesus. But because of that, I'm a hated man. Satan hates me. He hates me coming on Sunday morning. I have been sifted in my life. Y'all know what I'm talking about or not? I've been sifted. And you know what? God didn't stop it. It's funny to me how that we pray for everything to stop. We don't like pain, do we? We want everybody to live forever. We don't want anybody ever get sick. We don't want anybody ever hurt us. You need to move then. There won't be any of that in heaven. There won't be any night. There won't be any curse. There won't be any pain. But that ain't where you at yet. Got it or not? But we as Christians, we live like, well, I'm a child of God, and I'm just, you know, I can name it and make it all better. No, you're just a magic person. Life hurts down here. Life is hard down here. Y'all hear me or not? I'm not saying some of you don't have great lives, but the best life is when you've been in the sifter and you've come out finer and you've come out breathing new air. And getting a touch of heaven because God was with you in the valley of the shadow of death. You hear me or not? Why do we pray to make everything better? I know I sound like a crazy person. Sometimes bad's good. Sometimes pain. I had a kid at the high school this week. Not only is it third year in a row being a state champion in weightlifting at Lemon Bay High School, but I understand he broke the state record. Wonder how that happened. Do you think it happened by him just go, here I go, here? Or do you think it was grueling? It was hard work. He did it for years and years and years and years and years and years. And because of the sifting, he was able to do what he did. That's what Paul said. Paul said it, when I'm weak, then I'm what? Strong. So we want to talk about the sift today. Now here we go. Last week was penned by grace. This week is separated by grace. Now what do I mean by that? Satan wants to separate you from God. That's why he sifts the crap out of you. Excuse me. You know, that grinding. But isn't it beautiful? What was maybe meant to hurt us, God used it for our good. And that's the grace of God. That's the grace of God. What Satan meant to use to separate us from God, God used that very thing through his grace to draw us close to him. Y'all with me? You tracking with me or not? Let's go now. We're going to get simple. It ain't going to be too hard. Here we go. It's not too hard. Our man today is Peter. Not Paul. It's Peter. Now, Peter was one of the Lord's disciples. He was the leader of the gang, basically. Peter, if you know anything about Peter had problems. How many know that? Peter had problems. In the Bible, the person identified most like me is Peter. I'm like Peter. Loud mouth. I can do anything. You know, I'll never do that. I identify with this guy. Well, here's what Jesus told Peter. He said, Simon, Simon. His name was Simon Peter. He said, Peter, say it with me. Behold, hang on, say it out loud. Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. See that right there? That's where the title came from. The sift. But I prayed for you, Peter. When you're in that sifter, that your faith fail not. And when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. Strengthen your brethren. So let's look at this. Let's look at that. What is all that? Well, we're going to look at Peter for a minute. Y'all okay over here? Peter had a problem. Say this out loud. Peter had a problem long before Jesus told him, you're going to have some problems. That's right. Peter had some problems. Long before Jesus pointed them out, Peter had some problems. Anybody want to say it with your hand up? Pastor Gary, I got some problems. Anybody got some problems? Maybe your mind, your head, your life, your decision making. I got some problems. Maybe some pain and hurt in your life. I got some problems, Pastor. And Satan uses some of these things and sifts me and dogs me. Well, Peter had problems. Say this with me. Peter, say it out loud, was a denier long before he denied Jesus publicly and open. This didn't just happen. He had some mess in him. He was a messed up guy. Doesn't mean he wasn't following Jesus. He was following, but he wasn't the man that God knew he could be. And so, it could have gone either way. This sifting process of Satan could have took him down, knocked him out. But through the grace of God, the sifting process in the end made him more dedicated to Christ than ever before. The sift is not a bad thing. Peter denied Jesus secretly. Jesus knew what was in his heart. And he was a man of stress. That's why I relate to this guy. And it made him a ticking time bomb. I look at Peter as a man under pressure. Have you ever thought the things in our life that grind on us, that process? It's helping me. It's helping me. The hard times has been good for my life. Anybody would say that with me? Gary, the hard times have been good for my life. Anybody want to say that with me? The hard times have been good for my life, Gary. They've been good for me. Because God used those. The sift. Peter thought he could take care of Peter, see? Peter thought he was the man. Peter was full of Peter. That's why I relate to him. Because I've been full of myself many times in my life. That's what happens when you're good looking. Tall and handsome. Smart as a day is long. Personality off the chain. Can talk to anyone. You know, I was watching the news last night. They said the most sexy accent in America. Southern. I mean, they did a poll, man. They didn't even ask me. I would have voted for it, though. Now, what I'm saying is I can relate to Peter. Peter was a man. Peter was a strong man. When it came to fishing, Peter would kick your butt. When it came to filleting and his knife, he could fillet like nobody's business. He was a leader. That's who he was. That's why Jesus picked him. But Peter couldn't be the leader Peter needed to be without going through the what? Through the sifter. I'm a changed man. Am I still arrogant at times? Yes. But am I a lot better than I used to be? Yes. I've learned to laugh now at some of my mistakes and struggles because God has shown me what an idiot you are. And I've also found I'm a kind of guy that I'm good. Gary, you need anything? No, I'm good. I'm good. Got it. God used the sifter to let me know I need you. I need touching. I need an arm around my neck. You hear me or not? The sifting has showed me that. I need Kim. I need you. I want you in my life. I want your touch, not the touch of another woman. I want your touch. You hear me? I'm glad you're doing better. Broke my heart to see you go through this. I never seen you like this. Glad you're getting better. Because your husband needs you. You see me? Even though you do it, no, you don't. You don't see me. I know I'm getting a little sideways here, but I relate to this man, the sift. What does the word deny mean? Here's what it means: to reject as untrue. I don't need the sifter. He was a denier. I don't need this process. I'm good. What does deny mean? It means refuse to allow. We got to fix it all. I got to make this better, make that better, make this better. Guys, sometimes you just need to get in the sifter and hush. Y'all hear me or not? It's a process. Peter denied, man. He denied a lot of things before he ever denied Jesus. Keep looking. Now let's go with it. Jesus said to Peter, we're talking about Peter. Who do men say I am, Peter? And Peter answered and said, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, wow, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, or Peter, for flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, revealed this to you. And Jesus said this to Peter. He said, you're Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yeah, now, thank the Lord. Good, praise the Lord. I like this. Good. But when he said this to Peter, Peter wasn't the man he needed to be. It's funny how the Catholic Church, and I'm not just trying to pick on them, but it's the truth. They made this guy the Pope. Got it? This verse wasn't saying Peter's the Pope. Jesus was saying to Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church. Peter, I ain't building my church on you. I'm building my church on what my Father revealed to you. What did Peter say who Jesus was? What did he say? You are the what? Christ, the Son of the living God. That was the rock. That was the rock. So, the rock is Jesus, not you, Peter. But I think Peter thought he was. Y'all hear me or not? I think he thought he was. How could you not be happy about all that? Say that out loud. You're not a what? Can we say it louder? You're not a what? Can you say it to me? Gary, say it out loud. Gary, you're... Say it one more time. Gary, you're... I'm not. I know, it's hard to believe. Not a rock star. Peter wasn't a rock star. That's why we have the sift. See, Satan was going to sift old Peter and cause him some problems and all that because he knew Peter. He'd watched Peter. Want to knock Peter out. Peter was full of himself. The people I've seen quit church the easiest and get away from the Lord the best, I mean, they'll just be gone, man, is people that are proud. And they're the first ones to judge me. They're the first ones to judge you and how you ain't doing it right. It's pathetic. It happens often. Because we got people right in this room that think they're a rock star. Can we say it out loud to them? You're not a... Who's the rock? Take a wild guess. His name is who? The sift. It's funny, some of you are going to be sifted after I just said that. Was he talking about me? Not really, but if the shoe fit, you can put it on. The sift. But I'm not done with the message. I'm close, though. Here we go. The sift. Here's what Peter says. After he got sifted in life by the devil, Peter learned some things. And this is what Peter says. He says, learn from me. Learn from me. Peter became one of the greatest disciples ever. Peter became a preacher who stood up at Pentecost. And thousands were saved. Peter! He finally got it. But he was really put through the mill. He was really put through the sift. So Peter says, learn from me. Learn from me in his epistle, 1 Peter. Humble yourself. Learn from me. I was arrogant. I thought I could do anything. I couldn't. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. Quit pushing your way to the front. Get out of his feet. Cast all your care on him. For he cares for you. You're not a rock star. You're not all that. You need help. I didn't think I did, Peter says. But I did, man. I did. And it was the sift. His grace, He was with me when I was being put through the ringer. The Lord never left me. He should have, but He never did. He loved me the whole time. Peter says, learn from me. Are y'all hearing me? Peter says, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm just the messenger. I'm talking for Peter right now. Listen to me. Be sober. Be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion. He wants to devour you. He wants to grind you to pieces. You resist him. Steadfast in the faith. Knowing the same affliction. What you're going through, others are going through it. Or they've gone through it. It's accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Say that part with me. But the God of all grace. When it looks like it's going to kill you, and you've been ground to powder, the God of all grace, who called you into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've what? It hurts. After you suffered a while, make you perfect, Peter. That word doesn't mean perfect. It means mature. It means complete. Some of us are late bloomers like me. It took a while. That's God's goal for your life. He wants you to be mature. What's that mean? It means He wants you to be able to know that He loves you. He's never going to throw you out. He's with you always. You can count on Him. You can talk to Him. You don't have to be plastic. He sees you just naked as you are. And He loves you anyway. Wow. And you don't have to measure up because you can't measure up to Him. Amen. That wasn't a plan. One day you'll be like Him. You ain't now. You got the flesh and the spirit, and it's a battle, yes or no? He'll establish you. He'll settle you down. He'll strengthen you. That's what God wants for our life. Y'all hear me or not? It never was about me being better than somebody. Look at me, I'm better than you. And running your mouth. It's about us being like Him. It's about us being able to communicate to other people how God loves them because He loved me. And if He could love me, He could love you. It's a good stuff. The sift. Y'all hear me or not? Y'all gonna be happy. Y'all gonna go home and look at it when you get home, ain't you? We're done with these 4 points. Peter's talking to us. This is Peter talking, not Gary. The sifting process. Peter says, don't say I'll never do that. Don't say I'll never do that. Jesus said to Peter, or Peter said to the Lord, Lord, when he heard it, Peter was going to, that Jesus was going to go give his life, be crucified. Peter said, Lord, I'm ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. And Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock or the rooster ain't going to crow this day before you've denied me 3 times. Don't say you'll never do that. You're not a rock star. Got it or not? That's what the sift is teaching me. Shh. Don't say you'll never do that. Peter said, I did. Peter said, though I should die with you, say it with me, yet I will not what?
Peter, if you read the Bible about Peter, he was always telling Jesus how to do it. I want you to look at it differently. When you read your Bible again, look and see how many times Peter is arguing with Jesus and telling him the other way is going to be the best way. People like Peter and people like me, we need the sifter. Yes or no, amen. Keep going. Number two, Peter says this. Don't say, I don't need to pray about temptation. Don't say that. Some Christians, honestly, you act like you just got it all together. Be careful. After the Last Supper, they went to the garden, and as they were wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. And when he was at that place, Jesus said to the disciples, pray that you enter not into what? And what did Peter do and the others? And when he rose up from prayer, he was come to his disciples, and he found them what? Sleeping. For sorrow. And said unto them, why sleep you? Rise and pray, lest you what? Enter into temptation. Don't say, I don't need that, I'm good. Number three, Peter says this. This is what I've learned. I think this is Peter talking to us today. This is what I've learned from the sifter. I've learned I will do things I shouldn't do. And I've learned I do need prayer when I don't pray. The sifter's taught me that. It's ground me to powder. And now I know who I am. I need him. Number three. Don't say this. I can do it in my own strength. I can do it in my own strength. Have I lost y'all today? As I get older, I wonder if I'm losing people. Here we go. Judas came to the garden, brought a band of men and officers from the chief priests with the Pharisees. They come there with lanterns and torches and weapons. They're coming to take Jesus and arrest him. And Peter pulls out his sword and cuts off the high priest's servant's ear. What? The servant's name was Malchus. See how tough and bold, see how strong Peter is? I got it, Jesus. You just hang on. Jesus said, put up your stinking sword. I added that. The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? So don't say you can do it in your own strength. Because most likely, you and me are going to do it wrong. Last one. Don't say, I can stand alone. I carried an unbelievable burden for years that people didn't know I carried. I was trying to hold my family together. It's hard to do that in secret when you're hurting. You hear me? Nearly killed me. Boy, it would have been better if I'd have listened to the Lord earlier. You know what I mean? I was in the sifter, man. Look at Peter. And they took Jesus. And they led him into the high priest's house. Where's Peter at? He's following where? And when they kindled a fire in the midst of the hall, they were set down together. And Peter sat down among
the people going to be killing Jesus.
Keep going. But a certain maid beheld Peter as he sat by the fire and looked at him. That man was with him. And Peter denied him, saying, "Woman, I don't know him." Peter's all alone. You see him up there or not? After a little while, another saw him. "Thou art also one of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of an hour, another confidently affirmed, saying of a truth, "This fellow was with him. He is a Galilean." And Peter says, "I don't know what you're saying." I think another passage says he actually was cursing. And immediately while he yet spoke, the cock or the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how that he had said, "Before the rooster crows, you'll deny me three times." We've been talking about the sifter today. Have I lost y'all? Well, what we read, it says, and Peter went out and he did what? What's cool about this story is Peter didn't stay the old Peter. He realized he wasn't a rock star after all. And he realized that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, the Christ, the Rock. And he learned that even though all this about killed him, it made him the man that Jesus always knew he could be. But it had to come through the sifter. Y'all hear me? The sift. So what we learned today, can you say that out loud? Stop denying Jesus and face reality. I'm not saying you're not a believer in Jesus. But down inside, look. Am I casting my care on Him? Am I letting Him help me with some of the stuff? Or am I just bearing up strong because I can do it, I can make it? Without Jesus, say it with me. Without Jesus, say it out loud. I what? I will do that. I will do that. Anybody want to raise a hand with me and say, "I have been a Christian, I am a Christian, but I did do things I shouldn't have done." Can I see some hands? Anybody want to testify today? The sifter can help you with that. Can help you. Without Jesus, say it with me. I will be what? Number three, I do. I need the Lord in my life. I need His help. That's what the sifter has taught me. As Satan has ground me to powder, it seems like at times. But it's caused me to know I need Him. Last one. Maybe, I don't know. I cannot what? Would anybody else raise a hand with me and say, "Gary, I'm a lot like you. I thought in my life I can just make it. I can just do it. I'm strong. I'm tough. I can make it. I can shoulder it. I can do it. I can make it through it. I'm all right. I can do it. I can make it. I don't want to bother anybody," right? Say. You'll get stupid like I used to be. Stupid. I didn't want to bother God. That's how stupid as a pastor I was. Other people got more problems than me, so I won't bother him. What an idiot I was. Bother him! Okay, say. Last one. Say that last one with me. I need Jesus, and I need to stand, brothers and sisters, in Christ. Amen. Does the church take you to heaven, yes or no? No. But do we need the church? Something bothered me, and I hope whoever did it online is watching today. Roger tries to encourage people to go to church every Sunday. How many know his Facebook message? You see him on Sunday. Or little emails he sends. That's to try to encourage you to just come and be with part of the body of Christ. But it really bothered me. Somebody put, we're the church. Now that sounds real spiritual, doesn't it? We're the church. Roger's doing a good thing when he's trying to get people to come to church. Got it? Yes or no? We need each other. What that said to me was, I don't need you. We the church. We the church. We are the church. But we need times like this. From Bible study to prayer time to church on Sunday morning, we need the body of Christ. Are y'all hearing me or what? I didn't waste my life. I didn't waste my life doing what I've done every week for 42 years. This is an important thing that we do here. This is very vital what we do. We need each other. Yeah, I know we the church, but hey, guess what? We need each other. Okay? We need each other. So anyway, just keep that in mind. All right, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for the word. I'm down today to sift. There it is.